Good morning. It is 7:30 Central European Time. Welcome to the morning show for single people. The broadcast that keeps you company at breakfast and gives you a positive start to the day. Plus, it helps the host to get his together. Transmitting to a new world from an old phone. This is Single Morning. Here is your host, the depressed, overweight and underpaid, Turge. Turd? I'll just call you Terry.
Good morning to every single one of you. And welcome to the single show. I am Terje. That's my name. Probably easier if you do as Sharon does, to call me Terry. On today's show, I've studied personal growth for 13 years. Last week, I read the sentence that might have had the biggest impact on me. I'm going to share that with you. If you're a solo traveler and would like to meet people, I have two words for you, which probably will change the way you travel and meet people. And in today's media tips, a BBC production, which is fantastic. I never heard about it until I just stumbled across it. I would like to show you the trailer and then talk about this show. Welcome to the single show. And welcome to the first of hopefully many. When I pushed the go live button on Facebook, I was thinking to myself, what am I doing? Am I sitting in my kitchen and talking as a radio show? What is this? Well, I have three goals. Also talking to myself, kind of defend it. One, I would like to be and have company in the morning. So this is a single show, right? Maybe that's a better word for it. The single show. Well, anyway. Number two, I would like to make an alternative radio or TV show. I used to work in media, and we need media. Media tells the truth. I don't think media lies, serious traditional media. But I do think that they tend to focus on the negative and conflicts and problems. And I don't think that the world is as bad as many, as the media would have it to be. So we also have a segment with Sharon, the female voice, computer voice, about the good news. We'll focus on the good news. And I will teach you my morning routine, my meditation morning routine at the end of the show. Hopefully it'll bring you a better day. So, and it's also for me, this show, to use you as a coach. Because if I say I have issues in my life, I would like to challenge and to change. So if I say on the show I'm going to do this today, and the next day, I better have something to show for, right? I better live up to my promises. So you are my coach, and I can be your coach if you want to. So just talking about how bad the world is, let me change the camera and look at my morning view. Look at that sunrise. Wonderful. So, what are you looking forward to today? It's smart to focus where your mind wants to go, right? What are your plans today? What do you want to focus on today? What are you looking forward to today? I think we can look at one day, almost kind of one life. We get born in the morning and we die in the evening and when we go to sleep. So in this short life of a few hours, what are you looking forward to? Please name it in the comments below. So this broadcast is live Monday through Friday, 7:30 Central European Time on facebook.com/singlemorning. And of course, you can see the recordings there. You can also see it on YouTube, and you can hear the audio on podcasts. I think that's all I need to say before we carry on. Let me mention one more thing. The visuals on this show is mostly just me, you know. So use it as a radio. Use it as a radio in the morning. Do you go and do your thing, right? That's the wonderful thing about radio. It's a secondary medium. You can do something else while you listen. You don't have to watch my face all the time. So, and I really appreciate it if you would click some buttons. I know Facebook algorithm loves interaction and activity. So if you would share or like or comment, I really do, or subscribe, I really would appreciate that to build an audience as the time goes by. Okay, so I think we're good to go. Sharon?
Good morning. You are watching or listening to Single Morning with Turd. Sorry, Terry. And now, the good news. Here are five ways the world is getting better. Written by Steven Pinker. 1. The percentage of the world's population living in extreme poverty has plummeted since 1950. 2. The percentage of the world's population who can read has skyrocketed in that same period. 3. Homicides and deaths in war have been decreasing for centuries. 4. Motor vehicle deaths are dropping. 5. Life expectancy has been rising. This copy is from Psychology Today. Back to you, Turd.
Terje. Or as you wonderful said in the beginning, Terry is fine. Terry. So what are you looking forward to today, Sharon? Have any plans?
Funny.
Yeah. So, Sharon, do you think, can I ask you, do you think it's true that the computers are going to take over the world someday? Sharon? You think that's true, that the computers are going to take over the world?
What is your favorite color?
Okay. It's dark blue. I understand you don't want to answer that question. Dark blue, which I can now see in the morning sky. In the last segment of the show, I'll do a morning meditation, which is, let me just, so you don't turn off when we come to that. Let me just... I have a tendency to talk too long. I'm going to be short. 30 years ago, no doctors said you should work out. That'll help the mind and the body. Go for a run. Do like the athletes. No doctor said that. Now every doctor says you should work out. It's good for you. In a few years, now very few doctors say you should meditate. In a few years, all the doctors are going to say, you should meditate, it's good for you. I understand it's a shift now, but the meditation is like a mini, mini, mini sleep, and you get a little time out. And so it's like a meditation. It's not woo-woo, it's not crazy. It's just a soft, nice way to start today and to get your goals and everything. So look out for that. And if you want to reach me, if you don't want to people to see your name when you comment. If you look at the top of this page, you can find my email, so you can send me your comments or questions or whatever, and I just say I want to be anonymous and I won't mention your name on the air. So you all also have that possibility.
You are watching or listening to Single Morning with Turd. Take a minute and think about how I know that. I hope you are having a good morning. My name is Sharon. I am reading text at a speed of -1 from naturalreaders.com. While Turd is getting ready, I will tell you a true travel story. This story is from George Dosher, Hillsborough, New Jersey. When I was a child, one of five, our parents left nothing to chance when preparing for our summer vacation. Lists were made and trunks packed weeks in advance. On the morning of the trip, a final check was made. When everything was deemed ready, we piled into the station wagon and began the 6-hour drive. Then, sometime into the trip, our mother realized that something was missing, one of my sisters. We drove back home, where my father found her sitting on the toilet. The article is from Reader's Digest. Back to you, Turd.
Terry. Terje. In Norwegian, we have the letter Ø and A. So this is Terje. Okay, let me share with you my two really cool words that will change the way you travel. If you're a solo traveler, and this is if you want to meet people, that is. If you want to stay solo, then this is not for you. But if you want to be social and meet people on your travels, this is two really good ideas. I'm going to show you my screen. The first word I want to share with you is co-working places. A co-working place, you get it from the word, right? It's like an office where people just pay to have a desk, and it's really cheap. I spent a lot of time in Gran Canaria, in Spain, outside of Africa, in Las Palmas. And I paid like 100 euros per month, and I could stay there every day. And the thing about co-working places is that they tend to draw really cool people. Free souls who are often digital nomads, and they come there to work, and they come there to live and have fun. So you will have a place to be in the morning, and you don't have to be a digital nomad to stay there. You can just bring a computer and read something or write something. And it's very social. People maybe eat lunch together. And most of them are solo travelers than digital nomads. So that's a really good idea. And there's a lot of places. Every major place has a co-working place. And tip number two is this site, which is called meetup.com. It's a place where you can join groups, where people hang out and do things. And maybe it's something in your area where you live, or maybe you want to meet people when you travel, and check out meetup.com. It's really cool for meeting new people and hanging out. So that was the travel segment. If you have travel tips, please share it. Write in the comment below. Now, I would like to tell you a story. When you study something for a long time, as I studied personal growth, I'm really not dumb in any way. I'm a student, not cool for school. I hopefully will never stop growing. But what happens when you, when I studied personal growth for maybe 13 years, and after a few years, it takes longer time between every time you see something which is a brand new idea, right? Which is, I've never heard about that before. But this happened the other day. I was reading about a podcast called From Zero to Travel with Jason something. He actually, it's an American guy, I think, but he actually lives in Norway, in Oslo. And this Jason was interviewing another Jason. And he wrote in the description of the episode this sentence, which really hit me and changed a lot. Instantly, I would say, I'm really selling this now, aren't I? And it's a sentence that's really comforting. I really, really liked it. So, he wrote, we're going to talk to Jason today, and he is going to talk about, and here it comes, living life as an experiment. Maybe you heard about this already. Maybe you don't get an aha experience. I don't know, but it really helped me. And let me explain to you why. Living life as an experiment. Think of you as a scientist, a researcher. You want to try something. You don't know if it's the right approach. So you might even try to fail, because you want to find out, is this a good idea or not? And you take this show, for instance. In the beginning, I have no idea where this crazy idea is going, right? No idea. But I see it as an experiment, and then it makes it easier to fail. And when I say easier to fail, I mean it's easier to deal with it not working, right? It might go on for years, it might not. I have no idea, and I'm really fine with that. And it makes it maybe not easier to fail is the right, my English used to be better. So it's a good practice for me also to do this show in English. It's not easier, but it makes it more comfortable to pay it. You understand what I mean. And you don't have to be so successful, so Instagram perfect, so... You know, it's life is an experiment. I'm trying things out. Maybe this relationship works out. I don't know. Let's find out. It's an experiment. I will give it my best, but I will survive and I will move on if it doesn't. So, thank you, Jason and Jason. Living life as an experiment. And then you get the experience, right? Yep. So, let me show you a trailer for a really good television show. Here we go.
Suspicion for assault and kidnapping.
I'm being set up! Are you doing this?
Got a target on foot.
The priest think I've done it, my ex thinks I've done it, and between me and you, there are moments when I'm scared that I've done it.
Where she is, you know?
If you knew what was at stake, you would walk away and pretend this never happened.
Brother's watching us.
Not just watching.
I'm so tired of believing people.
While you're watching everybody else, don't ever assume there isn't somebody watching you.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. It is a BBC production, and in many cases, that's all I need to watch something. Is it a BBC drama? I'll watch it. And that's often often the case. This is called The Capture. It could be called... I'm not quite sure why they didn't call it Correction. But I'm not going to talk more about that. But it's called The Capture. And it's about a woman being captured, I guess. Which is kind of the... kind of the start of the show. And this is the kind of show where you go, what is happening? What is this? Is that's not possible, what I'm watching right now. What? As you saw maybe on the trailer, a few famous actors, not too many. The actors are really, really good. Especially this soldier guy. I've never seen him before. He's amazing. It's a one season, but I read somewhere that because when you see one season and you always go to Google, right? Type in The Capture season 2, and I found some copy about the writer said we're just scratching the surface when it comes to this topic, so we'll dive in and hopefully we'll get some more The Capture. It's on BBC and depends on where you live if you have it available, but now you know. It's really, really good. So, single show, single morning. Should I change the name from single morning to single show? I don't know. If you have comments, questions, maybe you have ideas what I can talk about in this show, please let me know in the comment section or go on top of the page and find my email address. I really would like this morning show to be interactive. By that I mean we communicate, right? Now early on the response is not that huge, but I hope that people will like and share and comment and subscribe. If you would do that, I would really appreciate that. And building a morning community over the weeks coming. I really would think that's a good idea. Okay, let's go to this, some people would say woo-woo. I think that's what it's called in English, alternative thinking. It used to be alternative with meditation. It's maybe it still is for some people, but so many people say that they have found so much peace in meditation. And you know what, I'm from Norway, and it's a really amazing story about how in prison they have started using silence as treatment. In prison. Isn't that cool in Norway? We're quite proud of how we treat our prisoners in Norway. Because the goal is not to punish them, right? The goal is to make them better citizens. And then now they're using silence as a treatment. Not a torture. Not talking to anyone for weeks. No, but to really go inside of themselves. And that's what we're going to do now. I'm going to show you some wonderful moving pictures. If you watch this on the video. And you don't have to do that. You can just... listen to my voice, because it's a kind of guided meditation. And it's wonderful moving pictures from our planet, our world. And if you, now the sun is even higher on the sky. Okay, finding the peace, holding a camera on live Facebook, maybe a little harder than I thought. So, if you start by taking a few deep breaths, and if you you close your eyes if you want to. If you don't want to, that's fine too. And imagine yourself in nature. A place you love and know. Or a new place, doesn't matter. Look around. What do you see? What do you smell? What's the temperature like? And now, when you're in nature, you start to think, what are you grateful about? When it comes to the whole world, what are you grateful for in the world? Might be diversion, nature. Now, what are you grateful for in your country? Could be things like way of living, culture. And now, what are you grateful for when it comes to the people around you, your friends and family, co-workers? And finally, what are you grateful for when it comes to you? Whatever pops up in your head is fine. Could be words or about your skills or your personality. And now think about the day today, which is kind of one of many lives, right? What is the one thing? You're going to do a lot of things today, but what is the one thing you really want to accomplish today? One thing only that will move you forward. And what is the one word that will help you achieve that goal today? Maybe a word you are like patient, courageous, kind. What's the one word you choose? Hmm. Okay. Thank you for that. I would like to talk about the signing off, the famous last words or the catchphrase. I would like to end each show with a catchphrase, a signing off sentence. A new every day, and I would like the sentence to come from you guys. Today I'm going to use my own, because it's early in the process. But what is it's like a motto, something to live by, and it's an inspirational quote of some kind, you know what I mean? Like a life motto. Please write it in the comments if you have like a life motto, and then I will end the show maybe tomorrow with that word. So you get to impact a lot of people with your way of thinking. Please hit some buttons. The algorithm of Facebook and other social media loves that. So I would love to, I like to get this alternative morning show to take off, to reach more people. I feel I have something to say, and I want to say it. And I also would like to say that living in a world now with an old phone can broadcast to the world. Growing up in Norway with one TV channel and one radio channel, and we had like one radio show a week where we could listen to pop music. That's amazing development in one life. Wow. And as I said, I used to work in radio. Maybe I miss having a radio show. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway. So, my catchphrase is from the story I told you about the podcast I listened to. So I'm going to leave you with that. Maybe it helped you, maybe it didn't, I have no idea, but it really helps me to think about, to think about,
Turd, it is time to seek help.
Yes, it is. I totally agree, Sharon. Okay, catchphrase, live life as an experiment. It makes it more fun. And it makes it so much easier. See you tomorrow.
Turd is broadcasting live Monday through Friday at facebook.com/singlemorning. Please see the post at the top of that page for information about joining him in the travel or story segment. There you will also find Turd's contact information. Have the single best day.